Blog Talk Radio.
Like they never said who it was about,
but they didn't have to. They never had to.
No.
From the first time you hear this song on the radio back in the 90s, it was obvious who it was about.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. And it was one of those songs you wanted to hear all the time, and they just didn't play it very often. And that really irritated me. I wanted to hear it every day. But they didn't ask me. I don't know why these people don't ask me these things. Because they don't really want to know. That's why. They don't really want to know. Hey, hello, Sue.
Hello, hello. How are you?
How are you? I said hi to Jan. She's doing good today. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I just finished eating an ice cream sandwich while I was waiting for you to get set up.
Oh, my gosh. I wish. Ice cream sandwiches are a very rare treat in my house because they're such high sugar. So many carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah.
It takes me hours and hours to get over them, but oh, whoa, isn't it wonderful heaven while I'm eating it?
Well, I can do a little bit more than you because mine runs on the hypoglycemic side, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Can be real bad too.
So you when need a
low,
little bit of sugar.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You need a little bit of sugar.
Oh, yeah. It's not too much, but
exactly.
Anyway, so.
Good deal. Well, hey, guys. It's a very strange day. Well,
strange
no, yesterday
day?
Was. Yesterday was more strange. Yeah. I hurt. Oh, my goodness gosh, I hurt. Because I fell yesterday.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Well, John says I need to tell you guys the story so y'all can laugh. I laugh at it now. It wasn't funny when it happened, but it's funny now. So anyway, I was sleeping, which is a good thing. But when I woke up, I had to go to the bathroom. I mean, I had to go to the bathroom. So I get out of bed. I'm still half asleep, which is not a good thing, because while I was sleeping, Apache had been playing with his blankets. And so one of them ended up on the floor down towards the foot of my bed, because he sleeps right next to me. And I go walking down there, and I have a packed bin with books and stuff like that in it, right next to in front of the bookcase, which is against the wall, can't go anywhere, and it's like a foot away from the metal bed frame, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going down there, my foot gets caught in his blanket.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh, and like I say, I'm still half asleep. I can't get my foot out of that blanket to save my life, which it would have been a good thing to do, but down I went. Down.
Uh-oh.
I tried to take a step. I tried to take a step when I was still caught, and it didn't work. I took a fall instead. Oh, my gosh. Now, keep in mind, I just got out of bed. When you have that picture in your mind, it's even more funny because I just got out of bed. And I kept thinking, don't hit the mirrored door. Don't hit the mirrored door, because I got mirrored doors in my closet. So I pulled my hand back because that's exactly what I was going to do. And I pulled my hand back, and because I didn't have anything to break my fall, I went down like the proverbial ton of bricks. Smashed on my right shoulder and arm. And I twisted my back. Well, I twisted my back because, well, of course, my neck was all tightened up trying to keep my head from hitting anything. And I twisted my back trying not to hit the metal bed frame because I only have this foot of space that I'm falling in. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
And I couldn't move. I had no space to maneuver. I couldn't roll over. I couldn't get my feet under me. I couldn't get my knees under me. I couldn't move. I felt like a trapped snail. You know, I wasn't going anywhere. So I reached up, and I couldn't even go forward towards the closet. There was no room because my auto harp was sitting there. And so I thought, okay, you got to move your auto harp, Jen. You need that 4 inches of that case. And so I moved it out a little bit, and then I slid it down. It got caught on a handle. So I had to reach a little farther and move it out again, and then slide it down some more. So I got it out of the way so I could inch up that little bit. I still couldn't get up. I was still trapped because my hips were still between that case and the bed. So I thought, okay, time for the commando crawl. Now picture this, guys. I had just got out of bed and I'm doing the commando crawl across the bedroom floor around the end of the bed. I got around the corner of the bed to where I was on the rug, and then I could get my knees, you know, there was enough room at the foot of the bed. I could get my knees under myself and get back up without falling. And if you don't think I didn't hie it into that bathroom as fast as I could trot, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Then I took pain pills and went back to bed because I couldn't do anything. It hurt too bad. It's like, and then after I woke up after a couple hours, I didn't really hurt that much. But as the night progressed, it got to hurt worse and worse.
Yeah, that's,
yes. You know the frustrating
that's when you
part?
Feel it.
Exactly. In fact, when it got to the point of stopping at the grocery store to get milk and some hamburger this morning on my way home, I couldn't lift the gallon of milk. I had to have the clerk do it for me. And then I used my other arm to put it into the car because I couldn't do it with my right arm. I'm left-handed.
I hope
good
you don't
thing.
Have a rotator cuff problem.
No, it's just contact. Hard
well, you
contact.
Know, that's a shame. I went to the doctor yesterday because of my ankle, and they gave me a steroid shot, and he sent me home with some prednisone tablets. So, anyway, I'm still dealing with that, too, so I hope it heals up.
I hope it heals up, too. Yeah, my sister used to get, because she had a joint thing going on, and she used to get steroid shots and take prednisone, and it's like, I don't want any of that crap. I'll deal with the pain. I ain't going there. So,
well, it's swollen so bad that I was really getting concerned, and so hopefully the shot will take care of it. I have not taken the prednisone.
Yeah. Well, the swelling, yeah, that gets to you, but me, I trot out the ice packs and the heating pad and deal with it. That's just me. You know, that's just me.
Well, I've been doing that for 2 weeks, though, Jeannie, and it just kept on and on, and I thought, you know, maybe there's something else wrong, but they x-rayed it, and it's just inflamed.
Well, there's not anything you can do about it then. You know, if nothing's broke, nothing's chipped, nothing's out of place, there's not a thing you can do about it.
Uh-uh.
Except wait and
so
hope what they have
wait
done
and see what
works.
Happens. And
they exactly.
They told me to stay off of it, and I said, you must be kidding me. Do you know how hard that is?
Exactly.
Stay off.
Did they tell you to get a wheelchair? That's what my
well,
orthopedic
surgeon
did.
Well, I
do
have a walker here that I've been using some, but, you know, you still get up and just forget that it's even there, and then you start hurting, and you're thinking, oh, gosh, I need to go back and get it. And then you think, oh, well, forget that. I'm going to go on to the kitchen and get what I need. And then by the time you're halfway
it's
back,
like, why,
you're hurting.
Why add the extra steps? Why add the extra steps? That's not going to help you out. So, yeah, exactly.
No, heck,
exactly.
I need one of those little scooters.
Hey, there you go. I know a lady that had one of those because she had a connective tissue problem, and she was having surgeries on her knees and her ankles all the time. So she had one of those little scooter things, and she loved it. It worked great. It works great.
Well, right now I need one to stay off of it for a while. If I could stay off of it for a week, I probably would. It'd probably heal. But anyway,
yeah,
I hope your injuries don't continue. I hope you get well soon. And
it should. I have to fall at least once a year to remind myself you're not supposed to fall. It hurts.
Doesn't it make you feel really stupid when that happens, though? It's like the shock in your whole body.
You mean when
you're
done laughing at
yourself?
I've
done that.
Yeah, when you're done laughing at yourself. And then you think about it again a few hours later, and you start laughing all over again. Oh, what a beautiful picture that must have made. I'm glad nobody was here.
Makes you feel real goofy, but anyway, it is what it is. But I tell you what, I don't ever want another house with nothing but hardwood floors in it. I only have two rooms here that are fully carpeted, and the rest of it's all wood floors, and they're slippery, and especially if you get up with a pair of socks on.
Well, honey, you know, the solution to that is don't wear those socks, or get those little socks with the gripper feet on the bottom of them.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
Because I know I have seen firsthand what is underneath carpet. I won't have carpet. It is filthy, dirty, crappy, crummy underneath there, and no amount of vacuuming is ever going to get it out because it's underneath the carpet pad. It just works its way down under. And I saw that when we had to pull up the carpet to repair a floor. And it's just, I vowed then that I was never going to have carpet in my house, not wall to wall. It has to be where I can roll up and clean under it. I can't handle that. So I know they're slippery, but I like to go barefoot anyway, so I don't worry about it. And if I have to wear something, I make sure it's non-skid. You know, like tires, non-skid tires.
Exactly. Yeah, too. Hopefully with your new house, you know, maybe it'll be half and half for you or maybe whatever you want. But, man, I tell you what, I've got too many rooms that it would cost me a fortune to carpet this whole house, and I'm not going to do that. But
exactly.
And if you buy any area rugs, make sure that they are rubberized on the back, big time.
Well, you know what you get? Rubberized doesn't even work on hardwood floor, but what you get is some of that alien tape, and you put that down on the edges, and that will hold it in place until you actually take it up to clean under it. So that's my plan anyway. I love hardwood floors. Well, it doesn't even have to be hardwood. I don't care. Pine board floors, they're fun because you can just go to Home Depot, buy the pine board, take them home, lay them down. When you get to the edge, you know, measure out that angle or whatever it might be, cut that out with a skill saw and lay that board down and you screw them down. Don't nail them, screw them. And you get that. Well, if you nail them down, they're going to pull up and squeak. If you screw them down, they don't do that. And then you just you get your stain on that, and you distress it, hit it with a hammer, take out your frustrations, and you've got a really cool floor. So.
Well, yeah.
And you had fun doing it. It wasn't like it was work or anything. You had fun doing it because you could see it progress and come out the way you wanted it to. So give me pine boards anytime. I'm good with pine board. I hate laminate. Laminate is cold. I don't like laminate.
Right.
But that wood, the real wood, it's not cold. And you don't need to buy engineered wood. You don't need to buy the hardwood that they have cut to size and finished and made clip together. You don't need all that fancy stuff.
No,
just lay down your pine boards.
No.
Lay down your pine boards and go for it.
This is the real stuff here. This house was built in 1960.
Well, there you go.
So it has the originals in it, and they've been polished and redone. So anyway, they're not. It's nice flooring.
Well, good. Hey, girl. Hi. How are you doing today?
Dinny. I'm calling in.
How are you feeling?
Yes, you are. Hey.
Hey.
How's
I'm good.
Shot
I'm
doing?
Good. I got the vaccine yesterday. I feel real fine. I'm a little tired, but not like, you know, just a little tired. But my arm hurts. You know, it feels like, you know that game bullies would play on you in school where they give you frogs, you know, they punch you real hard in your arm, you know, and it
yeah.
For days, my arm feels like right now. It feels like someone held me down and gave me a big frog right there on top of my arm.
Ow. Only the boys didn't do that to me.
Far as I know, the nurse that gave me the shot, because, see, I didn't feel the shot. I did not feel it at all. In fact, I didn't even know when she was done. She put the Band-Aid on. It was like, you done already? She's like, yeah. But she told me that it's going to be sore later because they have to get really inside that muscle for that medicine to go through. And I didn't start feeling the soreness until probably, let me think, I got the shot at 2. I started getting real sore about 5. So about 3 hours later, when I woke up this morning, I was taking a shower, and I couldn't even lift my arm up to wash my hair. Okay?
Ooh.
Oh, my.
We make a real good pair today.
Yeah. As far as I know, I mean, I have no symptoms. So, okay.
Oh, good.
I just have a sore arm.
That's wonderful.
Good, good.
So
that's
I just
awesome.
Wanted to tell everybody who's listening so you guys don't be all scaredy pants. Wanted to tell y'all. I'm fine.
Well, you know, I've pretty much figured out that if I want to be traveling back to see Mama or anything, or if I want to ever someday get my hiney over to Hawaii or anything like that, I'm just going to have to break down and get the vaccine. But I don't want this two-stage garbage. You got one shot. Give me the one shot because
that's
all you got with me.
They're taking the one shot off the shelves because Johnson & Johnson is having problems. The people
right,
are getting
there's two of them.
So,
there's another one that there's another one that's a single shot.
Well, the only ones that are here in Georgia are Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. And they took Johnson & Johnson off the shelf.
Right.
So I took the Pfizer because about a month ago they were having problems with Moderna. So I was like, okay, I haven't heard anything bad about Pfizer, so I'm going to take the Pfizer. And then I had my husband. He took his second dose of Pfizer, so he didn't die. So I was like, all right, that's what I'm taking.
He didn't feel bad.
Miss Sue, he didn't feel bad at all. That's what's so strange. He had a sore arm, just like I do. That was it.
Good.
So,
I figured out I'm probably going to have to do it because, you know, I need to get on a plane and go places, and I can't do that if I don't have the vaccine. So,
right. Well,
I mean, if you want to go to Hawaii and some other places, if you go to Canada, they'll let you off the plane, but they don't let you go anywhere. They actually shuttle you to a hotel for a month.
Well, you have to be quarantined for about 14 days if you go someplace like that, if you don't show records that you were vaccinated. But,
if you live in Florida, you don't have to do that at all.
In fact, Florida said, we're not going to get no vaccination papers, so they don't want to do that. So, you know, some states you don't have to show them proof of anything. Some states. But some other states.
Well, did you get a receipt yesterday that you had your first shot?
Yes, I got a vaccination card. It showed my first dose, and then it'll show my second dose. So if anybody ever asks, I'll have a card to show them.
There you
okay.
go.
But see, I'm going I'm traveling in June. I'm going to Arkansas, and then my mama and my brother and I and Wade and whoever else, we're going to go to Branson, Missouri and have a good old time, and I figured the best thing to do is get vaccinated. That way I don't have to worry about all these other people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, and I don't want to take a chance on – well, mama's already had her vaccine, so I don't have to worry about her so much, but I don't want to take and spread it around if I happen to get it if I'm not vaccinated. I'm going to start be traveling around and seeing my mama, I'm going to have to do that.
I heard through the grapevine. Now, I don't know if this is for certain or not because I'm not the type of person that gives news and say it's the real fact when it's just speculation. But I have heard if you have been vaccinated and you have already got your second dose or maybe the Johnson & Johnson first dose, that you're least likely to spread it to others. I'm not sure if that's true or not, though, guys, but, you know, it is something to consider.
It sounds probable. You know, it sounds probable. Because why else
would
you be getting it?
Well, I just don't know. There's not enough experiments with it yet.
That's
not yet. Like I said, it's probably just speculation, and I have been watching the news, and they have said that it could be the case. Plus, I've read some places they said it could be the case. We only need to be vaccinated once, that it might not be a yearly thing like. Yeah, right. We'll see about that one, folks.
Well, don't hold out a whole lot of hope for that simply because it's a... From what I understand, it's a very, very nasty, bad flu virus. And flu virus is always mutating, and it's different every year. And I suspect that it's going to be pretty much the same with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Probably will.
We'll have to put that in our pipe and deal with it. That'll just have to be. Well, let's play some music here, ladies. But
well,
I'm glad you're doing
yeah.
good. I'm glad you're doing good, Shauna. That's something
yeah,
that
that's
I was
right.
wondering.
That's wonderful.
I'm really, really glad you're doing well. I expect to get better, too. Mine was funnier. You know, mine was funnier. That's just
I'm
all there
sorry.
Is to it.
I had to let go on my other line because my husband was calling me because he wanted to grab and bitch about how much gas prices were. Sorry about that.
Yeah. See, you're supposed to run right out there and change them. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, that's right. I wish I could. He was griping. I'm like, come on, you're going to be home in a minute. I don't want to hear it. He had to go mow the grass, but we didn't have any gas. So he went to go get some, and then he called me after he got it to tell me how much it was and how mad he is about it. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do about it? Nothing.
Honey, you're supposed to listen and say, yes, dear, I hear you.
Did,
now shut
you
your pie hole.
As I have. You can listen, but I'm like, what can I do about it? What?
Nothing. Nothing. There's not a
nothing.
Thing you can do about it. But you're supposed to listen. And then say, I hear you, sweetheart. I know. It's really horrible. Now just shut up and do what you need to be doing, okay?
Yeah. Like I said.
Like you're going to get, like you're gonna get away with that. Yeah.
I love
yeah,
them
you're,
to death,
you're...
but the honeymoon phase is over.
Yeah. Buck up and put big boy panties on and just go to work.
And then he was driving because he told me, okay, here's $200, go buy our boy some clothes. So I went and bought our boy some clothes, and he gripes because it cost $200. He was really hoping he'd save some money. You give a girl money, and you tell her to buy some clothes, and you expect to have money back? You crazy.
No, that's never going to happen. Never happen. In fact, she'll usually spend more than you gave her.
No, I
oh, yeah,
didn't
by the
go
way, honey,
over.
I had another
$30
and I spent that.
Get money back.
Even if I had some left, you wouldn't get it back.
Ha-ha.
All right. Here's one that I want to play. And, guys, when you hear this song, just think of your favorite person in the whole world. And no, I'm not telling you all to think about Elvis. Think about the person that you love in your heart, okay? This is... Yeah, see, Shauna needs to think about Charles. Sue needs to think about her boyfriend. I mean, you know, think about your significant other, the person that's in your heart and makes you feel good to think about that person. And this song is for them. This is the association singing Never My Love.
You ask me if I'll come.
To do, guys, is you've got to always let your man know that you love him and you will never, never quit loving him. That's important. The guys like to hear that and know that the same as we do. So you need to make sure and do that. I mean, he tells you he loves you. You need to make sure and tell him that you love him more than anybody else in the world. You need to give him that message regularly, and you got to mean it. Don't pretend at it. You got to mean it. That's important. Just like you want him to mean it if he says it to you, okay? But just let him know that you're never going to leave him. You're never going to love somebody else. Your love's for one man only, and that's him. There you go. And speaking of that, here's a really great song. I always love this song. In fact, I've sung this song. Your love's been a long time coming.
The first time I saw you, I knew I was hooked on somebody other than me. Time I held you, your soft lips and blue eyes were as far as my eyes could see. Yes, here in my arms, I knew I had found the reason that I'm living for. I felt the feeling, such a wonderful feeling that I'd never felt before. I saw love that was better than you. I'm gonna tell everyone what good love can do.
Nice. I love that song. That's fantastic. It's like, I've been waiting all my life for you, baby. Where have you been? You know? And he's not talking. That's just how it goes. He ain't going to tell you. Okay. I think that's great, though. I like that song. I really do. I'm going to play one that John gave me. Saturday, I think. Yeah. And, of course, I got to talking and ran out of time. Gosh, Jenny. But I'm going to play it now. And as soon as I find it. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. A, B, C, D, E. Okay. There you go. You got it. Do you guys remember the Mamas and Papas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You remember Mama Cass?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cass Elliott? Well, she did some recording on her own as well. And that lady had a pretty decent voice, I swear. But this is one that is her. Cass Elliott. It's called It's Getting Better. that would be something really cool to look forward to, is you think that it's going to slam bang you right between the eyes. It doesn't. It kind of sneaks up on you. Sneaks up on you, whispers in your ear. And then it kind of sneaks its arms around you and holds you. And you feel the hair on the nape of your neck move. And all of a sudden, realize that you're in love. And it's getting better all the time. People think that falling in love is just a sledgehammer hitting you over the head. And it's not.
Are
That's
you in
lust.
Love?
I've been in love. And, you know, it's, I would hazard to say I'm getting there, yeah. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm not going to worry about it. I don't look for it. But I know what it's like. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in love. You just have to take it with a hoop. Ain't nobody going to do that.
Is he local where you're living?
No. Of course not. Wickenburg? Oh, my God, girl. Uh-uh. No way.
Oh.
A bunch of desert rats? No. Even the cowboys that come here for the rodeos and the roping contests and stuff like that, none of them are local. None of them are local either. So, no. 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 Not in Arizona. Did I tell you I'm leaving Arizona?
Disliking Arizona for a lot of reasons.
Yes, Arizona is a big loss. It's been, hey, you know what? I gave it a fair try. I have lived here for 25 years, and I gave it a fair try. And I just decided it doesn't feel like home. By now, it's never going to feel like home, and I'm done trying to make it that way. So I'm going to go somewhere else where there's a better shot. You know what I mean?
Well, all right.
Arizona, isn't it? I'm not afraid to change that. Just because I've been here 25 years doesn't mean I've got to stay. So, you know, I'm moving on.
Moving on. Okay.
Doing something different.
Well.
So, and that means I'm going to play Sue's Request because I like this song. It's fun. It's funny.
Okay.
It makes me smile. It makes me smile. Elvis, okay. I'm not the marrying kind.
Show me a girl with a dimple on her cheek, but her mouth in her mouth when she opens it to speak. Show me a girl who is acting so refined, and I'll show you a girl with one thing on her mind. So I say, you know what? She says, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. Well, you've got what it takes, and it takes what you've got, but I'm not the marrying kind. Don't kiss me, don't claw me, don't pet me, don't paw me. I'll leave my freedom behind. So I say, you know what? She said, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. You know what? She says, what? I say, what? Thanks a lot. But I'm not the marrying kind. Don't kiss me, don't claw me, don't pet me, don't paw me. I'll leave my freedom behind. So I say, you know what? She says, what? I say, what? Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. I'm not. Now you've got what I'm not. I'm not the marrying kind. Oh, I'm not the marrying kind. Oh, I'm not the marrying kind.
Don't you just love Yeah, yeah. It kind of needs to stay away from.
He's not the million times.
Oh, he isn't. No, but it's kind of like stay away from these grippy, clawy, hang on, hook into type girls. You don't go there.
Exactly.
Don't go there. You won't like that. Temporarily, parts of it would be good, but eventually, you're not going to like that.
No.
You gotta stay away from that. You gotta stay away from that. So I think he figured that out. You know, I really do. Kind of like you can be with someone semi-permanently or for a long time or whatever. You don't have to be married.
Mm-mm.
If your heart is connected to that person and you want to be with them, that's all you've got to do. You don't got to be married. You really
nope.
don't. I learned that the hard way. It's a lot easier if you're not. Okay. John sent me Emily Ling, who has a very nice alto voice. And she's doing a CCR cover of Have You Ever Seen the Rain? And she does a good job.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Yesterday and days before, sun is cold and rain is hard. I know, been that way for all my time. Forever on it goes, through the circle fast and slow. I know, it can't stop, I wonder. I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? I wanna know, have you ever seen coming down on a sunny day?
Doesn't she do a nice job?
Yes, she does. Very nice.
I think she sounded better than Dan Fogarty. Sorry, Dan, but hey, when it's true, it's true. What can you say? So there we go.
It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Fogerty has never been accused of having a good singing voice.
No.
He's made a lot of money. He's made a lot of money with the voice he has. I can't deny that. But he's never been accused of it being a good voice. You know, just distinctive. A very distinctive voice. And people listen to it. So, what the hey? It's good enough, right? Good enough.
That's right.
Exactly. Okay. Dwayne Eddie, what do you say about good old Dwayne? Not much. he just play his songs. It's okay. He's good for that.
Wait a minute.
This is a song that John sent to me, oh gosh, 2 weeks ago, I think. Called Because They're Young. Go, the Guitar Man. Just in case you guys didn't figure that out.
We got it.
There you go. Yeah, that's what he was known as, is the Guitar Man. So he's good too. He was very, very good. Time for a trucker song. I had two of them last week. One was the Phantom 309 that was left over from the week before, and then John had sent me a new one, and it's like, okay, I've got time for one. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And Phantom 309 won. So anyway, you know, this song, Red Sovine does as well, but this is Pamela Gilmartin. And she's doing The Woman Behind the Man Behind the Wheel. It takes you a minute to digest that, but yeah, it's true.
Those hard-driving truckers, gear jamming day and night, have got a real tough job to stand up to. Anyone can do, but there's a lot of credit due to a fine group of girls. They're the truckers' wives who are waiting for their men. They kiss them goodbye and watch the taillights fade.
Played it. It's been a couple years now. So, yeah, you wouldn't have heard it.
Well, I don't recall.
You were otherwise occupied at the time, honey, but you have extricated yourself and you're doing good now, so now you get to hear all the good stuff. So, there you go. You
oh,
know, like,
Lord.
The good
That's
stuff,
a horrible
like,
thought.
Like, I know. The good stuff like E singing, as long as I have you.
Let the stars fade and fall, and I won't care at all. As long as I have you, every kiss brings a thrill, and I know that it will. As long as I have you, let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, you're my last. Take the love that I bring, then I'll have everything. As long as I have you, let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take your love that I bring, then I'll have everything. As long as I have you, as long as I have.
Ending too. Oh my goodness. This is just Beautiful. Whoa, I'm going to need to celebrate. Unbelievable. We like it. We like it. We like it. We like it. There's, that's a song. Anyway. Oh, my mind does strange things, but luckily you guys are used to it, so it's good. All right.
And that's
here's
a
another
funny post.
Huh?
That's a funny post, Ann.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's
oh,
thundering
you,
here.
You guys...
I start hearing noises. It's thundering.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Anyway. Here's another song that John sent me, and I says, getting started on Mother's Day early. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. Nothing at all. This is Thomas McBride. Yes, he's a Scotsman. And this is a song called Gentle Mother.
By the side of a clear crystal fountain, there stands a lonely churchyard closely by. There's a tombstone decorated with primroses in memory of a loved one passed away. Shall I ne'er see you more, gentle mother? In the fields where the wild flowers grow, gathering flowers as they grew amongst the wild wood, and I cherish was no trouble long to you. Some children take a liking to their parents, while some others fill their mother's hearts with pain. But someday they will be sorry for their blindness when crying will not bring her back again. Shall I ne'er see you more, gentle mother? In the fields where the wild flowers grow, I am sorry for the loss I can't recover. Neath yon willow lies my gentle mother's love. Neath yon willow lies my gentle mother's love.
That's a nice one. You can waltz to that one. Yeah, you get up and go waltzing. Waltzing.
He sounded more Irish,
Matilda. Waltzing Matilda. Well, I assumed he was Scots because McBride.
Yeah, but he did sound Irish.
Well, who knows? Part and parcel, right? They're so close
yeah.
up there. It's just, it's, he's from up in that neck of the woods. Let's put it that way. He's definitely not Welsh.
No, one of us.
Yeah, I can say that for sure. He's not Welsh. Oh, mother. Anyway, here's a fun one. Listen to this one and you'll smile. It's Everybody gets all worked up in the fact that it's an up and moving dance song, blah, blah, blah. But listen to the words. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Got my mojo working, but it ain't working on you.
She belongs to me, mojo. Don't belong to you. Well, she's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. Play one, play one. But it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. But you mind, all mine, no matter what you do. I say now, she's lonely and lanky, sweet as she can be, hands off of her, she belongs to me, hands off of her. Don't belong to you. Well, she's mine, all mine, no matter what you do. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. She can be hands off of her. She belongs to me, hands off of her. Don't belong to you. Well, you mine, all mine, no matter what you do. One time.
Thinking the same person.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We are. Yes, we are.
Okay.
We are. Okay. You know, I love that song where it says, "Get your hands off of her unless you want to deal with me."
Exactly.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Don't you just love it when a man stands up and says, "She's mine, you touch her, you're dead." I love that. I love that. You feel wanted, loved, protected, needed, wanted. You know, you go on all night. Yeah, I like that. Okay. I think that's why I like that song so much, you know, or the two songs mushed in together. That's nice. Hey, guess what time it is?
Well, is it time for, it's for about 4:15. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's time. It's time.
Oh, for the mystery man.
Yes. And this is awesome. When he sent this one to me, he said this is how he feels about his son. So he took this song very personal. So here is our mystery man singing Poor Man's Gold.
Just the feeling that I get looking down at my brand new baby, holding on to Daddy's thumb just as tightly as he can hold.
Maybe he'll start performing again one day, and maybe he won't. we'll just have to wait and see, because I don't think he's even sure yet. So we'll see. But in the meantime, we get to hear him.
He played that for his song, his son.
Yeah, he recorded this with his son in mind.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's why it was so good. I don't know, but yeah, that was really kind of cool. Okay, another one, and John didn't send this one. I have had this one held in reserve for weeks, a couple of months, and I'm finally going to play it. Buddy Holly. Rocking Around with Ollie V. Get your feet ready, Ann.
Good. There we go. 95, 86, take 12.
Rock is everything gonna be alright, cause tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. Well, I got a little gal called Ollie V, Ollie V, come from Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. And tonight we're gonna rock around with Ollie V, Ollie V. Ollie V says she gonna do me right tonight, I'm gonna wear my blue suede shoes tonight. And tonight we're gonna rock around with Ollie V, Ollie V. We're rockin' to the rhythm and the blues tonight. The rock is everything, gonna be alright. And tonight, we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. Hey! Cause everything gonna be alright. And tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. I'm gonna shout, laugh, holler and a giggle tonight. I'm gonna shake it just a little in the middle of the night. Cause tonight we're gonna rock the rock around with Ollie V, Ollie, Ollie V. Well, hey, Mr. Cop, forgot tonight if you try to put a stop to me tonight. Cause tonight we're gonna rock the rock around with Ollie V, Ollie, Ollie V. Well, rock to the rhythm and the blues tonight. The rock is everything, gonna be alright. And tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and the blues. Hey!
Yeah. See, there, I got to put an ending in there. That's that's just how it was. That's just how it was. But that's okay. I feel complete now.
Thank you. Still whole again, okay.
Yes,
hear that,
exactly. Danger. There was just that little piece missing. And oh, my gosh. Anyway, yeah. I'm looking for a particular song, and I'm not finding it. And it's kind of like, why? Okay, I evidently took it out of the studio and forgot to put it back in. Okay, well, I'll know to do that for next time. So there we go. All right, pick another one. Oh, here's one. No, I'm going to play this one. Sue sent this one. And this is from the way early days. And I'm sure that John will recognize it. I love it. Because it's so early, I love it. Lonesome Cowboy.
I am just a lonesome cowboy, and I'm traveling all
alone. I ain't even got a nickel to call my baby on the phone.
Ride, ride, ride. Just beyond the mountain lies a city, and I hear a call. Saddle up and ride, you lonesome cowboy. Here is where you'll find your destiny. In my dreams the light shine bright and pretty, near to me and yet so far. Will I always be a lonesome cowboy? How am I only reaching for a star?
For a star, for a star, for a star. Ride,
ride, ride, ride.
Ride along, cowboy.
Cowboy, cowboy.
Sing,
sing, sing,
sing, sing, sing your song, cowboy.
Cowboy, cowboy. Will I ever leave? In the
shine,
gotta find what lies beyond the mountain. Gotta rope and tie that dream of mine.
Dream of mine, dream of mine, that dream of mine.
I am just a lonesome cowboy. When I'm traveling all alone. You don't call me baby,
ooh,
ah, and I'm never coming home. Then I
oh, no, we can't have that. Can't have that cowboy no. never coming home.
No.
That don't fly. That cowboy got to come home. Yeah. All right.
I thought he looked with the beard. It was cute on him.
I like
I
that. But then think
I
about it. It wasn't a full 2-inch long beard.
No.
Exactly. It was maybe 2 weeks old. It wasn't it was still in the scratch stage, let's put it that way. And yes,
yeah.
I thought he looked excellent with that kind of a beard. But you know what? The man don't like beards, he don't like beards, and that's okay too.
No, I don't blame him. You know, not all the time, no. But he did
they
look good in it, you know.
I love the wet
beard. And Jimmy, he used to put baby powder in it, and he always smells so good.
Well, yeah, baby powder smells nice. It's sweet. Yeah. I used to put baby powder on my hair between shampoos when I was in high school. I used to wash my hair every other day. I mean, it was sitting on long. And on the day I didn't wash it, I put baby powder in and brushed it out to make sure it was clean as it could get. So, oh, yes, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, scruffy.
Yes, scruffy, yeah.
Scruffy is perfect. But not for an always thing. You know what I mean? But
no,
it did look good in that movie. Oh yeah, it did. But imagine the race, the whisker burn.
Well,
that could be a little bit too telling.
It could have been soft. It might not have been rough.
No, beards that length are always rough. Beards that length are always. I don't know. I didn't get to feel it.
Well, I thought I might get an answer here. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, maybe he won't answer that because he doesn't want us to say grow one, you know, because he doesn't like beards. And that's the whole thing, too, is that beards that length are usually scratchy. And think of the razor burn that would give you. That might not be a good idea because if you're trying to be a little bit secret and then you get razor burn like that, you're not a secret anymore, honey. You got to remember that. Okay. I've got a song that John sent me now from Don Williams. And this is such a sweet song. I remember when this song came out, I was working at KGA KDRK in Spokane.
Uh-huh.
The number one country station in the Pacific Northwest. Anyway, yeah. Uh-huh. And now they're top radio and it just sucks. But anyway, when Don Williams came out with this song got played every couple hours. It got that popular. It was fantastic. Anyway, it's called I Believe in You.
Superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in babies, I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care. And I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am. But I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic. And I believe in you. I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be. In working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white. That Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood. That gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by. But I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe in you. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
Isn't that just sweet? I believe in love. Yeah. He believes in love. And he believes in us. Yes. I love only one girl, the one I've got my arms around. I love I love that song. I love that song. It's like, oh, you player. That's what I think about. My mind is strange, girls. I keep telling you. It's
well,
just...
we know that.
It's a different kettle. Yeah, it's a different... It doesn't have fish in it either. It's just a different kettle. There you go. Now, following Dawn Williams' song... Oh, I tried to lift my arm. Don't do that, Jen. Not yet. Not yet. I have a Marvin Gaye song. That after I played the Dawn Williams song to load in the studio and everything, this song came into my mind. I thought, okay, I can do that because I can do anything I want to, right? So whether it's a good idea or not, it's a different question, but I can do it. Here's Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like this one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
And shakes you, and you have to move. It won't let you sleep through it. I like it. I like it. Well, it did kind of, because he just kind of faded on through the ending.
Faded away.
Yeah, he just kind of faded on through it. It's like, okay, I can deal with that. That's because, you know, when you're sitting here and you're doing your chair dance, even though it's hurting you so bad, you see, you gotta move to that song even when it hurts. That's called sacrifice.
Just keep on moving,
and
that's what I've been doing, and it still hurts.
There you go. Yes it, to follow that, I have Elvis.
You know what
singing.
I ordered this morning?
What'd you order?
I got online and was wondering if they had any hemp patches, and I ordered some to just try them out and see if it might help my ankle.
Good. Good. Let us know if it works.
Yeah, they should be here tomorrow. I ordered them from Amazon Prime. So
okay.
I didn't take them.
Yeah.
Good things to you.
Yeah, they get real fast shipping on that. That's awesome. But let us know if it works. Because, you know, the way things are going now, with all the commercials you see, hemp is good for everything. Doesn't matter what it is.
Definitely.
Hemp will cure it. And for some things, it probably does work. So you kind of need to, you know, if somebody's trying it for one thing or another, you kind of need to let them have them tell you if it's working or not, because then you know, okay, it works for this, it doesn't work for this, it works for, you know, and get you a chart lined up.
Time release for I think either 8 to 10 hours.
Okay, that's good. Yeah I had some natural ingredient, you know, with herbs and all of that stuff a couple of years ago. I bought some of those online. They were really, really expensive, so I couldn't keep myself supplied, but while I had them, they worked.
Mm-hmm.
If I put that on my back, or I put it on a shoulder, you know, whatever happened to be overstrained, and I put one of those patches on, and within about 20 minutes it worked. And I just couldn't afford to keep myself supplied, so well, so you win some,
yeah,
you lose some,
real,
right?
Real inexpensive. They're,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if the hemp ones work, you know, let us know if they work, because that could be
okay.
Something. That would be fantastic.
Might,
anyway,
it might
to
help.
Follow that.
It might cure my ankle.
It
totally.
Might. It might. You know, it might. And that would be a very good thing. And that would be good for everybody else to know that it does work for this particular thing and that particular thing, and it doesn't work for that and this. See, that's the thing with the CBD oil that they have. I tried that once. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it because I hate the taste. I cannot do it. It's horrible.
Well, I've done the gummy. The gummies are good because they're flavored.
Yeah, but I can't do that because of the sugar.
Oh, surely they don't have that much in them, do they?
So I tried. If it's anything 5 grams or over, it will affect your blood sugar. Because you have to count that into your daily allowable grams if it's 5 or over. So, five, it makes a difference. But anyway, a level teaspoon of sugar is 12 carbohydrate grams.
Wow.
12.
Wow.
So, yeah, huh? I don't drink soda either. There's 12 teaspoons of sugar in each 12-ounce can of soda. Yes, I want those. I want those.
Listen, that much sugar messes me up.
Even being hypoglycemic,
it causes it to go up too quick and drop. And
yes.
That's not good.
Exactly. Exactly. And it causes mine to go up way far. And it doesn't come down very easy when it gets up there. So I just don't even go there. I don't even go there. I wonder if he would share those patches.
Well, no kidding. He must have some.
Party time. Anyway, no, because morphine just puts you to sleep. It doesn't put you in party central.
No, don't want that. I don't want anything that makes me tired.
Don't go there. I just, put on some Absorbing Junior or some lidocaine ointment stuff or, whatever. But don't put me to sleep. I want to enjoy my life.
I'd rather be coherent. I don't like that.
Well, that's why I am looking forward to being able to quit working, simply because I'm losing my life. I'm working all night when, of course, you can't do anything. You're at work and nobody comes in to talk to and you don't really do much. And then I sleep all day because I need to work the next night. And
exactly.
I feel like I'm losing my life. I'm wasting it. So it's going to be very, very nice when I get everything put together and I get a house and I get to move. I'm planning on living on my Social Security and not going back to work. So I'm crossing my fingers with that one. But that's the plan anyway. That's the plan.
Okay,
we'll
sounds
see.
Good.
We'll see. Anyway, I've got this song.
But,
it's an Elvis song. What, honey? What?
I've read this. I don't know how true this is, but when you start working at a certain age after retirement, don't they start taking $1 out of every $2 you make?
If it's above a certain amount.
So there's a level on it. Okay.
Yeah. It's like if you make over, if you go to work and you make over $2,500 a month, anything over that $2,500, they will take away $1 for every $2 that you make over that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know that $2,500 is the level. Don't quote me on that. I don't know. But that's what happens is you can make up to a certain level with no penalty at all. And if you make over that level, they take away $1 for every $2 that you make.
Okay. That's what I knew. I'd read something about it, but I wasn't certain about the income level.
Right, and I'm not sure of the income level either. You'd have to look it up and find out. But, yeah, eventually, if you're in that kind of a career that can make that much money every month, yes. But there aren't very many people that do it, so that's okay. Anyway.
Well, you could maybe find some cash jobs.
I ain't never going to be at that level. That's not happening. Won't happen. Anyway, I've got an Elvis song that will follow Let's Get It On very nicely. It's called Wearing That Love Don't Look. And it ain't what you think.
Get one good on the first part, but better keep it, Chips.
Okay. We're over.
Gone. But the look in your eye done told me you told
one more, hell man. We're up.
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I was gone. But the look in your eye done told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on.
Party was a three-day rock. Baby,
do one more. Ellis, you feel like doing another?
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more. That's close.
Cool. Don't you just love it? I love it.
Yeah, I enjoy that.
Yeah, and I was watching here while that song was on, and I think it was Carolyn that called in. But, yeah, I couldn't get to you in the middle of a song, sweetheart, so I'm sorry. And right now, it's time for me to say thank you, everybody, for joining me. I think it was a wonderful, wonderful time together. I really enjoyed it. I hope you had fun, too. There was a lot of good music. And
it was.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. When we can get together, I love doing these shows because I like giving y'all a good time. It's
well, we know
fun.
You do. You try very hard. You do a good job.
That's the whole thing is I don't have to try. That's why it's so fun. But I'm glad you all have a good time because that's what it's all about. That's what these shows are all about, is having a good time listening to great music. And we always want it to be that way. We always want it to be that way. So don't ever, ever, if I'm ever mucking up, you got to let me know. You got to just kick me in the butt and say, stop it. Stop it. You're ruining everything. We don't want that happening. No ruining stuff. We can't have that. Thank you. Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Sue, for joining me. Thank you, Victoria,
for listening in.
Because I can see that you're there. Thank you, Carolyn, for calling, even though I didn't get a chance to get to you. I appreciate you at least calling in. That was great. And thank you, everybody in the chat room, because that was really pretty cool today. You guys got funny, you got funky, and you got informative. And it was good. It was good in the chat room today. And thank you, everybody that's listening that clicked on the link in any one of the groups that I post in, because you can always click that link later and listen later if you want to as well. So it's doubly fun. Double your pleasure, double your fun. Yeah, never mind.
John, I apologize if I offended you by asking if your beard was soft, but Ann, she got her mind in the gutter, and it wasn't that way at all.
Oh, do you think she was the only one?
Well, all of you did then, and I had no intentions of it meaning that at all.
I understand. That's why I didn't say anything, because I knew that that's not what you were hinting at, but it was there anyway.
God. Well, I am very sorry, John, if I offended you. I did not mean to. But I've got to tell you something real quick.
He's a little more difficult to offend than that, I think. So
this is mostly Jenny's songs tonight.
Mm. Well, no. The ones that weren't Elvis songs, I only played two of them that were mine. The rest of them were John's. So, but you know what? When John doesn't give me Elvis songs, yeah, those are mine. So I would like it if John would give me Elvis songs that he would like to hear on the show. That would be nice. But when he doesn't, I got to fill in because I got to play Elvis songs. So, you know, but the songs that weren't Elvis songs, most of those were John songs. I think, let me count. 1, 2, 3. And counting Anonymous John, 4. 4 of the songs I played that were not Elvis songs were my songs. The rest of them were John's. So I don't know, maybe half and half. But anyway,
okay.
Yes. I would love that. Thank you so much. I would love that. Songs that you would love to hear me play on the show would be fantastic. That would make me very happy, actually. I like that. I'm talking to the chat room. I'm sorry, people. But anyway, yes, thank you for joining me today. And keep in mind, Friday night, Sean is going to have a show. That's tomorrow, right? Yeah, okay. Oh, my word, Jennifer, your brain is pickled. Anyway, there's going to be a show tomorrow night. And I think it's more, it's another show about the people Elvis knew, if I remember correctly. And that was so interesting last time that I got to say, you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. It will be fantastic. So Saturday, we've got more Elvis music and more great rock and roll to go with it. More fun. More, what can I say? More fun. Come join us. Sunday's gospel show. And that's even fun. So come join us. You get your soul fed that way. And hey, guys. See y'all later. I really, really enjoyed it. I hope you did, too. This is Elvis.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye,
Jenny.
See you soon. This is Elvis doing Till It's Time for You to Go. Which John gave me last week.
You're not a dream, you're not an angel, you're a woman. I'm not a king, I'm just a man, take my hand. We'll make a space in this life that we plan. And he will stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the stars, like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but you came. And here you stay until it's time for you to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me now. This love of mine has no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, I'm a willow, now I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, and still I'll stay until this time for you. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, and I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again,
here I'll stay until it's time for you to go. Yes, I'll stay until it's time for you to go.